This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
The county sheriff at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, says it may be weeks before they have it all sorted out as to what happened to when in that 131-vehicle pileup of the weekend on Interstate 41. It occurred in whiteout conditions on the south side of Neenah-Menasha, Wisconsin, where 71 people were injured and one was killed at the pileup. The motorist said the powerful winds made visibility zero. And the blowing and drifting snow in that weekend storm posed challenges elsewhere. In Wabasha County, Minnesota, the National Guard tried to use a tank to get through the snow to help stranded motorists and couldn't. The tank got stuck in the snow, they reported. East of there at Durant, Wisconsin, radio station owner Brian Whittakins said it was 12 to 15 inches of heavy, wet snow that brought down the awning on the front of his station, WRDN, and Brian confirmed for us reports we'd heard elsewhere in Wisconsin that many barns collapsed under the weight of the snow. Waco, Nebraska is about 4.5 miles off of Interstate 80, north of I-80 there between York and Seward, Nebraska. But along that interstate is where a semi-truck plowed into two Waco Volunteer Fire Department trucks this weekend. Two firefighters were badly injured. They are in intensive care and had to have surgery there. From this week in agribusiness, grain farmers from the north will be among those trying to escape the cold and snow. At this week's Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, and it appears the attendance will be good. Maybe it's a case of cabin fever enhancing the registrations, but we hear advanced registrations are trending well ahead of the past 2 years. Up, more than 20% from 2 years ago and up 17% from a year ago. And if you are going to that classic, farmers, pack your swimsuit. Highs Thursday through Saturday in Orlando should be in the low 80s. The lunacy surrounding food claims continues with the latest headlines. The report that there's a weed killer in alcoholic beverages. The group that issued the release even admits now, to listen to this quote from their release, "The levels of glyphosate we found are not necessarily dangerous." And a statement issued by the Wine Institute says, and I quote, "An adult would have to drink more than 140 glasses of wine a day containing the highest glyphosate level measured just to reach the level that California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment has identified as no significant risk level." That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.